The Charlotte City Council found itself on federal turf last night as it debated immigration policy. This after a task force submitted proposals to make the city more immigrant-friendly and allow the city to better take advantage of Charlotte's immigrant economy. There were 27 proposals in all, the most controversial, issuing a Charlotte photo ID to all immigrants who want one, whether they're in the country legally or illegally. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Charlotte's Immigration Integration Task Force began its pitch to the city council with a simple truth. Charlotte is a much more diverse place than it was 30 years ago.
In 1980, less than 1% of Charlotte's population was foreign-born.
Emily Zimmern is the task force co-chair.
And today, 15%, one in seven Charlottians, is an immigrant born outside the U.S.
Those numbers are from the U.S. Census Bureau. As the presentation continued,
10% of Charlotte's workforce is made up of immigrants.
The provenance of other numbers were not as clear.
They pay hundreds of millions of dollars in state and local taxes.
The whole purpose of the task force was best summed up by task force chair Stefan Latore.
We need immigrant integration for future success to make Charlotte more prosperous, safer, more inclusive, stronger, and improve the quality of life for all residents of Charlotte.
In order to make that better Charlotte, the task force came up with 27 proposals. Some were relatively small: awareness campaigns, partnerships to encourage immigrant-owned small businesses, and an incubator for them in a vacant strip mall. Others, like training 311 operators to answer questions from immigrants about Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, would make Capitol Hill blush. Then there was the proposal for a Charlotte-issued photo ID for immigrants, regardless of legal status. The ID could be issued to anyone who wants one, said Latore.
It's not that easy for everybody to get an ID at DMV. Yes, you have to show proof of legal residence, but some of the homeless don't have that either. And transgender have a difficulty. There's students that don't have IDs. So there's a segment of the population outside of undocumented immigrants that have a difficulty getting an ID.
And these IDs could serve multiple purposes: combination library card, school ID, bus pass, and the like. But that ID would still cost something. And so, too, would the creation and staffing of a new group in the city to serve as the main liaison between the city and immigrant communities, something the task force called the Office of New Charlottians. So, Councilmember Kenny Smith asked,
have you identified any funding sources as we enter into some pretty significant budget strains to pay for the ID and the Office of, I guess, the Office of New Charlottians and some of those things?
Yeah. Well, the job of the task force was not to say how to, or certainly identify how are you going to pay for this. We are recommending strategies, and now we think it's a job of the city manager and the city staff to identify how to, what's the best way of doing these things.
That was a common refrain from Latore and Zimmern.
We were tasked with creating strategies that we thought would be effective. The action plans are left to staff.
Again, these are things that the city staff now has to determine how to best implement this.
Without meat on the proposal bone, the debate at the city council quickly turned federal. Claire Fallon said she supported the measure because of entitlements.
We are not having children. And if you want Social Security to last, you're going to have to welcome these people who pay it.
Ed Drigg said, you can't think of these proposals in a vacuum. It's all part of a national debate on immigration.
If you kind of look at it through the lens of documented immigrants, and then you look at it through the lens of undocumented immigrants, it takes on a very different connotation.
David Howard wants these politics to stay local.
So I would hope as we go forward that we not get caught into the national conversation. Let the national conversation take care of itself.
Now it seems it's up to the city staff to figure out the details of that conversation. No vote on these proposals is currently scheduled. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.